on the air. Coming to you from our radio picture studio in Hollywood, California. The curtain is ready to go up on our Hollywood on the Air theater. It is a motion picture theater, and each week we present great personalities of the industry. The curtain is rising now. Orchestra leader Harry Jackson is raising his baton for the overture, and the show begins.
Projectionist in his little cubbyhole at the back of the theater has just signaled that he is ready. So let us watch the first offering on the Hollywood on the Air program tonight. Our motive tonight is melody. Music is the universal language. In music, one can express moods, joy, sorrow, ecstasy, melancholy. But we're only concerned with joy and ecstasy, happiness, entertainment, because this is a Melody Cruise program. And Melody Cruise means fun, laughter, and entertainment from the word go. There is a tall, good-looking young man here, already very well known, but who soon will be even more famous than he is now. He is Phil Harris, the one and only Phil. Phil Harris's voice is not only a voice. On the West Coast, it is an institution. Phil leaves the Ambassador Coconut Grove, where he is now singing with his orchestra, to go to the College Inn in Chicago. And Abe Lyman and his band will replace him at the Ambassador Coconut Grove. Once you've heard Phil Harris sing, you'll never forget him. He has that rare gift of being different. One day, Marion C. Cooper, executive vice president in charge of all radio pictures production, gave a promising young director of comedies, Mark Sandrich, permission to make a short subject built around this man, Phil Harris. They call that picture So This Is Harris. If you haven't seen that picture, you ought to. It's really something. What could be more appropriate, Ben, than to have Phil Harris himself start this program? Ladies and gentlemen, meet Phil Harris.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, kind sir, for giving me that most wonderful introduction. But you forgot to mention that before going into Chicago, into the College Inn, that I'm going to play 4 weeks at the Hollywood Club in Galveston, Texas. Yes, that place where they have that cornbread and honey and those black-eyed peas. So if you'll just wait, folks, until after June the 14th, I'll be there for dinner. And my first number is going to be from So This Is Harris, and it's called It Happened to Me. Can you hear me? Love's a funny thing that you can't avoid. And even though you say you can't be annoyed, it happened to me. And it can happen to you. Yes, cause someone invariably comes along whom you can't resist. And then those don'ts all turn to do's as you're being kissed. It happened to me. And it can happen to you. Now I know what you're saying. You're gonna say that love's plebeian and you're blasé, and that your sophistication is just an outer skin. But you'll find a simple adoration isn't passé. And though it's sin, look out, you'll still give in. Wait till Cupid finds opportunity. And you'll find you're not blessed with immunity, no. Cause it happened to me, and it can happen to you. teach you sophistication isn't just an outer skin. But you're going to find that simple adoration isn't passe. And though it's sin, you'll still give in. Wait till Cupid finds opportunity. Then you'll find you're not blessed with immunity. Now, 'cause it happened to me, and it can happen to you.
So it happened to you, eh, Phil?
I should say it did. It happened to me.
You know, you've got a great voice, Phil. How'd you develop it?
Oh, I just sing a lot, I guess, that's all.
Is that all you have to do to be a singer?
Certainly. Just sing all the time. I even sing in the shower.
Oh, that's funny.
Why?
You sing in the shower?
Yeah, certainly.
Well, I don't. I bathe in the shower.
Oh. Now, just for that, I'm going to teach you how to sing in the shower. Now, life is full of trouble, and they're filling every hour. All but those troubles turn to bubbles, singing in the shower. Now you can have your fill of all this singing in the rain. But when you're singing in the shower, blues go down the drain. Now you can try your Carmen when it's hot. Oh yes, but just try that Rigoletto if it's not. And then you can have your little song of hope. Yes, while you're making bubbles with the soap. Now if your bowl of cherries should happen to turn a little sour, don't worry about it, 'cause life can be the berries singing in the shower. Yes, and they're filling every hour. All but those troubles turn to bubbles, singing in the shower. Now you can have your fill of all this singing in the rain. All but just get in that shower and sing, yes. And then those blues go down the drain. Now, you can have your Carmen when it's hot, but just try a little of that Rigoletto if it's not. And then you can sing your little song of home. Yes, while you're making bubbles with the soul. Now, if your bowl of cherries should happen to turn a little sour, don't worry about it, 'cause life can be the bubble singing in the shower.
You've just heard the one and only Phil Harris singing two of the hit numbers from his recent radio pictures, So This Is Harris. But don't go away, folks, because in a moment in our second act tonight, Phil Harris is coming back to us again with other members of the Melody Crews cast. And now a dance number from Melody Crews.
feature presentation on our Hollywood on the Air program. We saw a preview here in Hollywood last night. It was a preview of a new picture just completed at the Radio Picture Studio. You know what a preview is, don't you? When the studio finishes a production, it's taken to some outlying theater near Hollywood and shown to the regular audience there. No one knows where it will be. In this way, a representative audience is found, and its reactions guide the studio officials in their final okay of the picture. Last night, such a preview audience saw Melody Cruz, written by director Mark Sandrich and his able aide, Ben Holmes. The audience howled with laughter at Charlie Ruggles and Chick Chandler, a newcomer to the screen, but a real comer. You'll hear more of this funny land. This picture also has another comedy team that should go far. June Brewster and Shirley Chambers, who play the parts of two chorus girls who lose their story. But we won't tell you the story. You must see it for yourself. And with Phil Harris's glorious voice, Helen Mack, Radio Pictures' newest discovery, doing the best work of her short career, and with vivacious blonde Greta Nissen, it is a picture that is a real picture. June Brewster and Shirley Chambers are going to tell you a little about what they think of the character Phil Harris plays in Melody Cruz. He is walking on the deck of the giant steamship when they first see him.
Who is that bit of Parker in aristocracy? He has that certain air, the French called Faible Fair. Oh, he's the latest craze next to technocracy. He's quite the gay boy type. He's quite a playboy type. His escapades and glorious have made him quite notorious with debutantes, wife, and divorce maids. And columnist Provincial, even McIntyre and Winslow say he's ne plus ultra, ultra, and blasé. Though he's quite a dilettante, he's so charming and gallant, he's the kind of man I've always had in mind. But you'd never guess to say, I love, honor, and obey.
Why?
He's not the marrying kind.
Oh. Could I meet him up the aisle on that long last weary mile, all my troubles and my cares I'd leave behind.
Oh, he'd leave you in the lurch. You'd just be waiting at the church.
Why?
He's not the marrying kind.
Oh. They say that he deceives one, that he loves, and that he leaves one, just to take another on.
But the thought that does disparage is you cannot count on marriage with this gay Don Juan.
With my biologic urge, I'd incorporate and merge, if for only to perpetuate his kind.
Oh, my dear, you've lost your soul. Exercise your self-control.
Why?
He's not the marrying kind.
Oh!
I know what the girls were driving at. He's not the marrying kind. And it's from Melody Cruz, a radio picture. And now another little scene from Melody Cruz. Greta Nissen, beautiful siren of the screen, is being pursued by Phil Harris. He has told her of his love from Vladivostok to Madrid. And now he has followed her onto the steamship Los Andes. You keep on telling her. Greta Nissen explains to Phil that if he wants to make love to her, he has to do it as a European man would, by reading love lyrics to her. So Phil hurries away to get a volume of love lyrics. He gets the book in the ship's bookshop and hurries back to Greta Nissen's stateroom with it. But wait, Phil. Wait, you're going into the wrong stateroom. Oh, gosh, we're too late to stop him. There's a beautiful girl in negligee reclining on the couch. But it isn't Greta Nissen. Phil can't see who it is as her face is turned. But we know, yes, we know that it's pretty dark-haired Helen Mack, who has seen Phil only as another attractive fellow passenger, and a dangerous one from all reports. Phil walks to the couch and sits in a chair beside it. He opens the book of love lyrics.
The hour, my dear, we waited for has come at last. Why do you hesitate? Who could call a kiss a sin?
Well, you asked for it, and there it is.
Why? What are you doing here?
Well, maybe there is something to this poetry business.
Would you please get out of here?
Why? I was invited here to read a book.
Book? Are you crazy?
Well, I would be crazy to leave after covering only one stanza. Listen, no one can hear. I've locked the door.
You've done what?
Well, don't worry. I mean, I haven't really. It's only in the book.
You make a habit of breaking into ladies' staterooms?
Is this yours?
No, I just borrowed it for the trip.
Well, isn't this stateroom 16C?
No, it's 16B.
Oh, I see. I guess I'm on the wrong deck.
Yes, and at the wrong time, though.